The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. A day when the world is still shocked. I mean, the entire world is just shocked about what we have seen unfold in Afghanistan in the last 5 days. And it is still spiraling out of control. U.S. forces evidently have seized control of the airport facilities. Now, this is the public airport. We had seven military bases in Afghanistan. Gone. We had Bagram Air Force Base. Gone. And anyway, hey, I haven't given you my telephone number. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. It was not my intent to even discuss this until later in the program, but there is a live press conference occurring right now as we speak at the Pentagon. And I don't know any of these military leaders, but my heart goes out to them because they have been given the task of explaining the unexplainable. They have been given the task of defending something that is indefensible. We have from many reliable sources that President Joe Biden absolutely refused to listen to his military leaders in the decisions that he made. They warned him what could happen, and he stubbornly, and again, from what we can tell from news reports, unilaterally made the decision to withdraw as he did. And now these military leaders are being thrown under the bus, put out in public, trying to defend the indefensible decisions made by the commander-in-chief. But that's what military do. That's what military leaders do. They defend the commander-in-chief and they follow orders. I watched for about 6 minutes of the press conference, and I felt so sorry for these men. These are men who are articulate, intelligent, brave, and repeatedly I heard them go, well, And I think the most pointed question of all, one of the reporters said, the airport fell in Kabul very quickly. But you had an Air Force base with actually more runways than the international airport at Bagram Air Force Base. Knowing that this could happen and you would have to evacuate thousands of people in a short period of time, wouldn't it have been wise to have not abandoned your major air base? Wouldn't that have been wise? You were already there. You had the military personnel. Wouldn't it have been better to do the evacuations from a military base than a public airport? And I don't recall which of the military experts was given the horrible task of trying to answer this, but here's what he said. He said, well, we had a choice to either defend Bagram Air Force Base or defend the embassy. And we decided it would be better to defend the embassy. One of them had to fall. He said that. One of them, we had to sacrifice one of the two. Think about this. This is the United States of America. And one of our top military brass saying, well, we're going to have to surrender and defeat one, either the Air Force Base or the embassy. So we decided to surrender the Air Force Base and defend the embassy. Here's the problem. The embassy fell too. We had to abandon the embassy as well. And I'm shocked that no reporter gave a follow-up on that. Excuse me, you made a decision to protect the embassy rather than the Air Force Base, but you didn't defend the embassy either. You had to abandon it, and you ended up at a public airport trying to evacuate people out of a public airport without the security that you would have had at the base, the Air Force Base. Now, I keep telling you I'm not an expert in anything, and I really am not. But my goodness, I have enough common sense to know that if there was any chance that the entire country was going to fall to the Taliban, and all of the military experts are saying, yeah, we knew it would happen, then just a teeny weeny little bit of common sense would say, you need to protect that Air Force Base so you can get people out. You can still have military operations in and out. You can evacuate. At least you would have a presence rather than trying to secure a public airport. And I think the biggest question of all, and I said this in the tease a few minutes ago, and I'm not the only one asking this, where is the president? We are 5 days, 5 full days into this absolute chaotic humanitarian crisis disaster. 5 days. The president of the United States has spent a total of 18 minutes in front of the American people. That's it. 5 days, 18 minutes, no questions. And he's on vacation. Now, if you have lived half as long as I have, you have seen presidents handling crises, right? When we're going through a national or international crisis, it is standard procedure for the president of the United States to address daily. Do you remember how many times Donald Trump stood in front of the cameras when we were at the peak of the COVID crisis? Every day, every day, every day, every day. And he stood there and took questions, and the questions were belligerent and angry and obnoxious. And he stood there every single day in front of the press and answered every question that was given to it. We have the President of the United States who has been in hiding for five full days, 18 minutes. And we found out yesterday it took 3 days for him to communicate with any world leader about this crisis. Have you ever heard of that? And it was Boris Johnson in Great Britain. And as far as we know, he hasn't communicated with anybody else. In my lifetime, I have never seen such a miserable failure in leadership. It's just sad. Incredibly, incredibly, incredibly sad. All right, we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. We'll discuss Afghanistan later on in the program, but the absolute ineptitude of this administration is difficult to describe. If any of you saw the press conference at the Pentagon a few moments ago, you had to feel sorry for these military leaders who are trying to defend a decision, an operation that's indefensible. Anyway, all right, we'll move on maybe later on the program. If you're listening a few moments ago, Lord willing, now this is live radio. Lord willing, at the top of the hour, we will have Jack Phillips, the baker from Colorado, whose case went all the way to the Supreme Court. He won, and now he's being sued again and may have to go back to the Supreme Court a second time. So I'll have him live. There's so much more risk in doing live interviews. It is so much safer if you record the interviews beforehand, but I just don't like recorded interviews if I can help it. So trying to do live, but there's always the possibility, you know. So anyway, Lord willing, we'll have Jack Phillips and his attorney joining us at the top of the hour. Back here to Ohio. Headline, Ohio on the verge of $808 million deal with opioid distributors. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has shared, quote, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost said the state is close to making an $808 million settlement with opioid distributors, possible thanks to local support. Attorney General Yost said this, quote, I understand the need to carefully consider this issue, but without a trial date, no subdivision will do any better than this deal. In a standalone negotiation and times of the essence, it's important that we continue to urge the holdouts to sign on by Friday. Now, what's he talking about? There are 143 local governments, towns, villages, cities here in the state of Ohio that want to join together in suing these pharmaceutical companies over the abuse of opioids. 135 of the 143 have signed on to this case. That's 96% of the population within the, quote, litigating subdivisions. But Attorney General Yost is trying to get the holdouts to get signed on to this because the deadline is Friday. He said time is running out for a deal with these opioid distributors, and the state has until Friday to continue to gather support. How will the money be distributed if the state of Ohio wins and settles? $808 million, 55% will go to a foundation created, and I'm quoting, go to a foundation created to disperse the money and fund programs that benefit Ohioans affected by opioids and or prevent addiction. 30% is earmarked for community recovery programs at the local level, and 15% will go to the state of Ohio. So Friday is the deadline for local governments who want to get involved in this to sign on. Boy Scouts of America. A judge in Delaware, and to be really honest, I don't understand why an organization housed in Texas is dealing with a judge in Delaware, but hey, I'm not an attorney. But this judge in Delaware is expected to issue a ruling this week on the bankruptcy protection trial of the Boy Scouts of America. This has been going on for a year and a half. Quote, following a three-day hearing that ended Monday, the judge is mulling whether the Boy Scouts can pursue an $850 million agreement with attorneys representing 82,500 abuse claimants. Can you imagine? 82,500 boys. Well, who were boys? Some of these cases go back several years. 82,500 are a part of this case, and the Boy Scouts are trying to settle. Insurance companies that represent the Boy Scouts are fighting the settlement. They don't want to pay out in these settlements. So by the end of the week, supposedly this judge is going to issue a ruling. Insurance companies are fighting it. Boy Scouts are hoping that this will be settled. If the judge rules against the Boy Scouts, it's kind of, let's start all over again. Yeah. All right, quick break. We'll return.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.